بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
قد أفلح المؤمنون.
The believers have indeed attained true success.
الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون.
Those who in their prayers humble themselves.
والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون.
Who avoid whatever is vain and frivolous.
والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون.
Who observe zakah.
والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون.
Who strictly guard their private parts.
This means two things. First, that the believers cover the private parts of their body, that is, they shun nudity. Second, that they guard their chastity and modesty, that they are not unfettered in the exercise of their sex urges.
إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ
Save from their wives or those whom their right hands possess, for with regard to them they are free from blame. Save from their wives or those whom their right hands possess.
That means the slave girls who are captured in war and are given in the possession of a person by the Islamic State in case there is no exchange of prisoners of war.
فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ
As for those who seek beyond that, they are transgressors.
والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون.
Who are true to their trusts and their covenants.
والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون.
And who guard their prayers.
أولئك هم الوارثون.
Such are the inheritors.
الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون.
That shall inherit paradise, and in it they shall abide forever.
ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين.
We created man out of the extract of clay.
ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ
Then we made him into a drop of life germ. Then we placed it in a safe depository.
ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ
Then we made this drop into a clot. Then we made the clot into a lump. Then we made the lump into bones. Then we clothed the bones with flesh. And then we caused it to grow into another creation. Thus, most blessed is Allah, the best of all those that create. And then we caused it to grow into another creation.
Though all this happens in the creation of animals as well, by this process of creation, God has shaped man into a special creature different from animals.
ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ
Thereafter, you are destined to die.
ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَثُونَ
And then on the day of resurrection, you shall certainly be raised up.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعَ طَرَائِقَ وَمَا كُنَّا عَنِ الْخَلْقِ غَافِلِينَ
We have indeed fashioned above you seven paths. Never were we unaware of the task of creation. We have indeed fashioned above you seven paths.
It probably means the orbit of the seven planets. Since man at that time knew only of seven planets, hence only those orbits are mentioned. This statement does not mean that there are no other orbits.
Never were we unaware of the task of creation.
Alternatively, this verse can be rendered as follows. We were never, nor are oblivious of the creatures. The idea expressed here that it is quite evident from everything that God has created that it has neither been created without purpose, nor is the creation of any devoid of skill. On the contrary, God's creation conforms to a well-considered plan, with the result that all parts of His creation reveal a high degree of mutual harmony and coordination. Purposiveness is also evident from every aspect of this vast universe, which conclusively points to the wisdom of its creator. Alternatively, if the verse is understood in the second sense, namely, we were never oblivious of the creatures, it would mean that God has never been negligent of the needs of any of His creatures, nor has He ever been unaware of the state they are in. The result is that God has never allowed anything to go in a direction opposed to His plans, nor has He ever been negligent in providing for the natural requirements of anything. God has always been mindful of all His creation, be it a tiny particle or the leaf of a tree or anything else.
وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّا عَلَى ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ
We sent down water from the sky in right measure and caused it to stay in the earth. And we have the power to cause it to vanish in the manner we please.
فَأَنشَأْنَا لَكُمْ بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَوَاكِهُ كَثِيرَةٌ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ
Then, through water, we caused gardens of date palms and vines to grow for you, wherein you have an abundance of delicious fruits, and from them you derive your livelihood.
وَشَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ طُورِ سَيْنَاءَ تَنْبُتُ بِالدُّهْنِ وَصِبَغٍ لِلْآكِلِينَ
And we also produce the tree which springs forth from Mount Sinai, containing oil and sauce for those that eat. And we also produce the tree which springs forth from Mount Sinai.
This alludes to olive, the most important product in all the lands around the Mediterranean Sea. The olive tree is mentioned here in association with Mount Sinai. This presumably is because the original region of the olive tree is Mount Sinai, which in turn is the most prominent place in that region.
وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ كَثِيرَةٌ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ
And indeed, there is also a lesson for you in cattle. We provide you with drink out of what they have in their bellies. And you have many other benefits in them. You eat of them.
وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ
And are carried on them, and also on ships.